Welcome to the Save Disney Shows podcast, December 2005 edition. My name is Wayne, some of you may know me as DMB1981, and I will be your host today. First of all, I would like to say congratulations to everyone at Save Kim Possible and Mission Kim Possible for getting a 4-season renewal of Kim Possible. All of your hard work for nearly 2 years has finally paid off. We have done what so many have thought would be impossible, we saved Kim Possible. Ironically, it was announced during our 6th Save Kim Possible Day that we have in fact won. Disney gave the green light for 22 spankin' new episodes of Kim Possible. So what do we do next? Do we just close shop? Do we close down the site? Do we close down all the Yahoo groups? Do we say, well, that was fun, now let's go home? As if. The mission is far from over, for both Save Kim Possible and especially for the entire Save Disney Shows organization. So what is next for Save Kim Possible and Mission Kim Possible? We now have 2 main objectives. Even though we have at least a year, around fall 2006, to see a season 4 episode, we will be fighting for a season 5. This will put the entire Kim Possible episode run to around 100 episodes. We believe this is a very successful run for a TV series. We believe that Kim Possible has what it takes to make it to 100 episodes, and still be fresh and have fan interest. Even after 100 episodes, if fans still want more, if fans are still interested, we will be there for them, to help them fight for those additional seasons. And of course, we all want to see those season box sets of Kim Possible. We've heard that there will be season box sets in the future, but haven't seen anything official yet. So until then, we will continue to express our interest in season box sets to Disney. It's never too late to join the Save Kim Possible organization. Visit our Save Kim Possible website at savekimpossible.org and be sure to join the over 700 Kim Possible fans who truly love this show at the Mission Kim Possible Yahoo group located at missionkimpossible.com. Now we move on to the Save Lilo and Stitch organization. At this point we are still a much smaller organization than Save Kim Possible, but we are growing. I'm happy to say we now have over 50 members at our Save Our Stitch Yahoo group. The Save Lilo and Stitch website has grown greatly over the past few months. We have an up-to-date news page. We have a very easy way for Lilo and Stitch's fans to contact Disney. You can now very easily view and print Save Lilo and Stitch flyers. We also now have banners and avatars that you can display in your emails, profiles, groups, and forums. Even though we only have around 50 members, we've organized and have had 6 rather successful Save Lilo and Stitch weekend bashes. A Save Lilo and Stitch weekend bash usually runs for about 3 to 5 days, and centers around one particular day, which is usually a significant day in the Lilo and Stitch world. It may be a day that a Lilo and Stitch movie was released, in theaters or on DVD. It could also be a day that a Lilo and Stitch series season premiered. Either way, we step up our efforts during these days to save Lilo and Stitch. You can find out all the information you need to know about the Save Lilo and Stitch weekend bash at saveLS.com. Be sure to visit our Save Lilo and Stitch website at saveliloandstitch.org and be sure to join our Save Our Stitch Yahoo group at saveourstitch.org. Since the premiere of Lilo and Stitch the movie, all the way to the release of Lilo and Stitch 2, Stitch Has a Glitch, the Lilo and Stitch brand has been very successful. The fan base is out there. Our mission is to reach out to all of them, get them signed up to our Yahoo group, and get them involved in helping save this show. Leroy and Stitch, set to be released sometime in spring 2006, will serve as a finale for the TV series. Kim Possible's series finale aired during spring 2005. By fall 2005, they received a renewal. So as our new motto says, we will save Stitch in 06. Our goal is to get a series renewal by fall 2006 or earlier. We also believe that an additional DVD release or new theatrical movie is a reasonable goal for the future. 2 areas of the Save Disney Shows organization that are still trying to get their feet off the ground are Save Phil the Future and Save American Dragon Jake Long. There was a recent scare that Phil the Future has been canceled. While it is nothing more than rumor at this point, it is true that these shows' futures are not set in stone. There is no guarantee that Disney will even let these shows reach 65 episodes. So the fans need to speak up now and let Disney know how much they love these shows before it is too late. Visit the Save Phil the Future website at savedisneyshows.org/Phil and Save American Dragon Jake Long website at savedisneyshows.org/ADJL. Encourage everyone you know who loves these shows also to visit and join their respective Yahoo groups, which can be reached from the websites I just mentioned. We would like to encourage everyone to visit our new sister site to Save Disney Shows, Save Disney Animation. Save Disney Animation goes beyond Disney shows and focuses on preserving animated Disney movies. Save Disney Animation believes that traditional 2D animation should continue at Disney. As it currently stands, there will be no more 2D feature films. We at Save Disney Animation don't want to do away with 3D animation because we like 3D too. We believe that both mediums are equally good and that whichever medium works best with the story being told should be used. Of course, that brings us to our next point. Save Disney Animation believes that the story is what makes a good movie. So we also want Disney to use good stories in our animated films. Yes, we ask for a lot, but if Disney were to do these three things, all their movies would be hits. And isn't that what they want? For more information and to help support this growing organization, please visit SaveDisneyAnimation.org. And finally, before I sign off, I'd like to remind you of the many ways you can help support Save Disney Shows. By simply signing up to our groups and participating, you are supporting us. Your participation in the many areas of Save Disney Shows helps our organization strive and continue to grow. You can buy a Save Disney Shows membership to help support our cause. As an added bonus to the Save Disney Shows membership, you will receive a printed Save Disney Shows newsletter. We also have numerous cafe press stores where you can buy shirts, buttons, magnets, bumper stickers, mugs, hats, among other things, which help spread the word about our organization. All of these products are sold at cost. There are numerous online stores, such as Amazon, Walmart, Target, and KB Toys, where you can shop and Save Disney Shows will receive a portion of your purchase. And the products cost you nothing more than they normally would. And if you just want to make a financial donation to Save Disney Shows, you can do so very easily through PayPal. All the details on ways to support Save Disney Shows can be found at SaveDisneyShows.org/shop. We would like to remind you that Save Disney Shows is a nonprofit organization. All money received goes directly into our organization. Through your support, we can keep our numerous websites online and operational. Your support also helps us spread the word about Save Disney Shows by giving us many new advertising opportunities. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the December 2005 edition of the Save Disney Shows podcast. We look forward to seeing you at Save Disney Shows. We encourage all new members and first-time visitors to visit the new member orientation page at savedisneyshows.org/newmembers.html. If you have any further questions, simply send an email to webmasters@savedisneyshows.org. Thank you very much and have a wonderful holiday season.